From the Aurora Theater in East Aurora, we're joined by Lynn Kinsella. Good morning to you, Lynn.
Good morning.
Well, Lynn, must be a good morning in that regard because you're going to be back in business here. The state over the weekend releasing their new guidelines for how theaters are going to operate. I should probably not be too presumptuous here. You will be open this Friday?
Actually, we're still awaiting the guidelines. We've not seen them officially yet from New York State. But we have a good idea of what they're going to be, so we're starting to prep to see if we can get open this Friday.
Okay, but Friday then, even though it's not necessarily, I've necessarily seen it in black and white, that's been the official word, right, that theaters could open on Friday?
Absolutely. The official word is that we are able to reopen this Friday, October the 23rd.
Well, I would have to say, just based on the fact that here we are just 4 days out from you reopening for the first time in 7 months, you know, I'm sure you want have other things to focus on besides some of the frustrations that you felt, but what about that? I mean, are you still frustrated by how this process has gone?
I wouldn't say as frustrated as right now, just really focusing in on the future. You know, how can we make this work? How can we make sure that it's the safest for both our employees and our customers? Our national organization has a wonderful plan called Cinema Safe that has been used in 48 states, theaters that have already been able to reopen, and they've really been able to reopen safely with great success.
You know, I did. I thought I heard a spokesperson for the cinema industry recently say that there had been no transmissions of COVID-19 attributed to theaters. Is that still the case?
That is still the case, and that is correct information from the National Theater Owners Association.
That's quite remarkable. So now what about, again, since things aren't necessarily black and white just yet, but what we're talking about, 25% capacity or a maximum of 50 people, is that what you're expecting when you reopen?
Yes, that is the case. The maximum we can have is 50 people. Our theater is very large. We have 646 seats. So by having the maximum 50 people, there's going to be a great deal of social distancing for everyone that does come to the Aurora.
Do you think you could that could be expanded? I mean, do you think it could be safely expanded beyond 50 people?
I think in certain cases, yes, it could be. But I do believe that New York State will probably maintain it at the 50 people for quite some time. I don't see that extending anytime in the near future.
What about the way things will work inside the theater? Lay that out for me. As again, you're doing this somewhat presumptuously, but I'm sure at the same time you've been laying this out in your mind how you're going to go about reopening. Tell us how things will go from getting concessions to arriving at the theater.
Yeah, actually, things will start before you even arrive at the theater. We're going to be encouraging people to purchase their tickets online prior to coming to the theater. That way, we will know exactly how many people are coming. We will be able to ensure that there is very little contact of cash and tickets exchanging hands. When they do arrive, there'll be social distancing markers, of course, throughout the theater. They'll come up to the concessions. It's going to be as touchless as possible in the fact that there will not be candy that people could just grab off a shelf themselves. They will let us know. Our staff will be trained to get their candy, get their pop, get their popcorn, and get it to them in a very safe method. All patrons and all staff will be wearing masks. Our customers will be wearing masks throughout the experience with the exception of the time when they are seated and eating or drinking. So that we can keep that safe, we're limiting the amount of people that can go into the restroom. We are going to have alternate rows where people can sit. Also, there will be a minimum of 3 seats between each party, and we will be doing assigned seating. So even if you do buy your ticket online, we're going to have people come to our box office so we can give them what their seat assignment is, and we're also going to hand them just a little note with some of the rules that we have.
Again, back to this limited capacity that you're going to have here. I mean, what about that? I mean, obviously it's better than being open, but at the same time, you know, I can only imagine, you know, what this is meaning for your business plan right now.
Yeah, with the limited capacity, it's definitely going to have to be a lot of different evaluation of what we're going to be showing, what can we get 50 people to come see, because we really need to, in order to economically make this work, we do need to make sure that we have a certain amount of people coming, because we do still have fixed costs. We have our lease, we have utilities, in addition to paying our staff.
And then finally, again, presuming that you're going to be open this Friday, what's going to be showing at the Aurora?
Tentatively, what we're really thinking of doing is getting into the Halloween spirit with showing something like Hocus Pocus or some Halloween fun. I know families have asked us for many, many years, can you show Hocus Pocus? And we've never been able to, but now Disney is offering that as an opportunity.
So it's not official yet, but keep abreast of the situation, huh?
Yep, absolutely. You can check our Facebook and our website.
Well, Lynn Kinsella, it's got to be exciting, though, to know that you're going to be reopening the doors, and we appreciate you joining us this morning on WBFO.
Oh, thanks so much, Jen. You have a great day.